USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Former President Donald Trump is declared the winner of Monday night's first-in-the-nation Iowa caucuses. The 2024 election season is officially underway.
We want to come together, whether it's Republican or Democrat or liberal or conservative. It would be so nice if we could come together and...
Ron DeSantis finished a distant second place in Iowa, followed closely by Nikki Haley in third. Entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy chose to bow out of the race after a disappointing finish in Iowa. On the Democratic side, presidential preference votes were collected by mail-in count and will be announced on March 5th. An Arctic blast continues bringing dangerously low temperatures, wind chills, snow, and ice nationwide this week, even into the south.
It is so cold, and will be so cold, that it is tough for the salt and other treatments for the roads to work, meaning roads can be slick anywhere throughout Kentucky.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear trying to reassure residents of his state. The National Weather Service says this surge of Arctic air is bringing hazardous cold conditions from the border with Canada, south through the Appalachian Mountains, even into Texas. Overnight low temperatures dip far below zero, mainly in the Midwest. At the same time, freezing rain in the Pacific Northwest is creating hazards, especially around Portland, Oregon. This cold weather continues to have a big impact on air travel. Already today, there are hundreds of cancellations and delays. According to FlightAware, there were a total of more than 9,000 flight delays through MLK Day Monday. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is reporting over 35,800 COVID-19 hospital admissions in the last week in the U.S. While the week-over-week increase has mostly leveled off after the winter holidays, U.S. hospitalizations for COVID are still at a level not seen since winter last year. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
A dispute is pitting state versus federal government in Texas, as state officers at the clogged southern border crossings in Eagle Pass were blocking federal Border Patrol agents from rendering life-saving or other medical aid to illegal border crossers.
Well, I think the state should be able to enforce immigration law. The federal government down there has frustrated Texas's attempt to try to get people not to come across the border.
Republican presidential candidate Ron DeSantis spoke on CNN this week saying he supports Texas's right to enforce its own border. He says Biden administration border policy needs to be blamed for the tragedies taking place there. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin is now out of the hospital following complications from a corrective surgery for prostate cancer. The Pentagon confirmed Austin had been released from Walter Reed Military Hospital on Monday. Lawmakers are demanding answers about why the White House and Congress were not notified about Austin's hospitalization sooner. Fulton County, Georgia District Attorney Fani Willis may have spoken publicly for the first time this past weekend on allegations of an improper romantic relationship with another Georgia prosecutor who brought charges against former President Trump.
You cannot expect black women to be perfect and save the world.
That's Willis speaking at the Big Bethel AME Church in Atlanta on Sunday. She's remained mostly quiet on the scandal and has neither confirmed nor denied the reported details so far. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.